Chet, just your thoughts while that coach's challenge was being sorted out. Were you pretty confident?
I mean, yeah, I felt, you know, like obviously there was some contact there. You know, it's, you never know how those are going to go, who initiated it, whether there was a push or not. But I was happy it went our way, and I thought it was a great job by our video guys and our staff making that call.
No, Zach, no, Dante Fabro. What was your impression of the job your D did in front of you today?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are huge parts of our team, and everyone knows that. But I thought the guys that came in, Zamu and Christy, did a great job stepping up. And, I mean, that's kind of how it's been all year for us, just different guys stepping up every night. And I thought them and just the whole six defensemen as a collective were great tonight. And it's just huge for us when we're missing those two guys.
Are you going to give Proby credit for one of your saves?
Yeah, I talked to him. I mean, that was amazing. I would have been in if he wasn't there. So, yeah, I think he had 3 points and a big save. So he was definitely a plus on the night.
He was kind of in the middle of everything tonight. Wasn't he? I mean, the goal interference, he's right there. The goal, 2 assists, that save. Just with Werenski out, how huge is it to have a performance like that?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, with how many minutes he plays, I think when he's out, you know, a lot of guys have to step up, and Proby's definitely one of those guys for us. I mean, he's playing a lot of minutes. He always does, but especially right now, he's just playing every situation for us, power play, penalty kill, you know, late games. And I think he's doing just such a great job. And, I mean, we know how good of a player he is, and you saw it tonight, just how he contributes in every area of the game.
Yeah.
How much do you feel like you guys learned from those first two losses? The way the teams are attacking you, the just chaos, throwing stuff to the net, just how much of an adjustment have you had from those two games?
Yeah. I think, you know, we knew coming out of the break that every game coming down the stretch was going to be tightly contested. There's just going to be small details that make the difference, and we definitely learned that in those first few games. I mean, we felt like we did a lot of positive things, but, you know, we came out of the wrong side of it, so there was still learning that had to be done. I thought we've done a good job in the last few games of making those adjustments, you know, cleaning up some areas in the defensive zone, offensively, whatever it is, just to, you know, keep improving.
8-0-1 in your last 9 games now. What just continues to be working for you in your own game?
I think the guys are just doing a great job. I think we've been defending really well. I think we've been spending a lot of time in the offensive zone, so we've been defending less too, which I think has been super positive for the guys. But I think it's really just, you know, that's such a team stat, I think. So I think it's just about the collective as a group, and we're excited about where we're at, and we're going to keep going, hopefully.
Ted, you've been in the last few years with Cleveland and making the playoffs pretty much every year down there, making a long run one of those years. When you think about this locker room, chemistry and just the feeling in here, do you guys feel like a playoff team right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's such a close group right here, and I think that's such an important thing, is trying to make a playoff push and make a run in the playoffs, is, you know, having that closeness within the group. And I think we have that here, and I think there's just so much depth in this team, guys that are in the lineup, guys that are out of the lineup, and I think that's so important too, every guy stepping up every night. And I mean, we care about it a lot and care about each other a lot, and, you know, trying to find a way to get in the playoffs. So we're excited about that opportunity, but we feel good about the group.
Thanks, Chet.